Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
My friend, congrats. You made it to the finals. What an emotional moment for you. Go through it for me when you were waiting and then you heard your name.
To be honest, it's kind of a blur. It happened, you know, it might have seemed slow to some people, but it was fast. To me, it was a flash. You know, I heard my name and it was just amazing to get the judges to pick me. You know, I was brought here by the judges, and I definitely felt like I had a pressure. I wanted to. There's 4,000 acts on YouTube that would have been saying, "I'm better than this guy," if I didn't bring it. You know what I mean? And I don't ever want to disappoint someone. You know, and I know if I wouldn't have got this opportunity, I would have been saying, "I could have outperformed that guy." You know what I mean? As well, if it would have been somebody else. So that's the perspective, and that's the pressure that I put on my back. And at the same time, I knew that a lot of these people already had fans that were determined, you know. People have been watching the show. They have their mind made up on who they want to vote for. So it was kind of like the kid from YouTube that didn't even win by votes, right? So coming here and trying to get everybody else who's already made their mind up, you know, to vote for him. And to be honest, I really thought I didn't have a chance. I mean, the show, I've done shows before. Like, I'm not just a YouTube guy. I really only use the internet because if you don't use it, you'll get left behind, right? So technically, I think I'm kind of an old school dude. I like to press CDs and actually do shows. But I felt like I was at a disadvantage, and I guess I wasn't. You know, I brought my game, and I did my best. I always had that mind state that you got to bring it, and the response has just been amazing.
Here's the reason why I, for me personally, felt that you deserved to be in the finals. You were the only guy, that rap that you did, that song, that was so original, and the fact that you did something connecting with the show, I thought, freaking amazing. How did you come up with that?
Well, basically, first what I did was I made the beat, right? The beat was made by me. Once I had the beat, what I usually do is I make notes. So I take things that I want to say, and I make rough notes, you know. I wanted to make note of the prizes. I wanted people to say, as soon as they heard the lyrics, to say, "This guy wants this," you know what I mean? Like, it's not like he's coming out here saying, "I'm the best, I'm the best." People are going to say, "You're not the best," you know? Like, we're voting for somebody else. I want people to say, "He really wants this," you know what I mean? Like, he's talking about the prizes, he's even saying what he wants, and he's setting a goal. You know, I feel like the most important thing you could always do is set a goal, right? So I literally put the goals in the rap. You know, I said, if you don't know by now, my name's the MC. It's Canada's Got Talent on City TV. You know, I'm going to rock the set on New Year's Eve, right? I said the things that I really want in the rap so people can feel it. And at the same time, the presence and the cadence and just bring the complete package. You know what I mean? I felt confident, kind of coming into it because they weren't telling me, you know, "We're going to put some backup dancers with you." I really felt good at the fact they said, "You know what, we're giving him a shot. He seems like he can take the whole stage by himself." And that was what kind of made me feel, okay, then if you guys are going to let me run with this, I'm gonna do my best with it. And by myself, I took this. This is a big stage, you know. You might not be able to see it. Like, when you're here, it's a lot bigger. But I took it, and I even worked down at the bottom of the stage. I just made the notes and then wrote the rap around the notes, and it seemed to really connect with people. So I'm getting hit up by people that aren't even rap or hip-hop fans saying, "You know, this is, you're good, I like it, you know? You're keeping the lyrics clean, you're not swearing, you're still bringing lyricism." And at the end of the day, that's what it's about. The way I see it, why waste time making a radio edit mix when you can still be just as heartful and soulful and truthful without having to bring, you know, without having to lose fans because you can't get a radio mix, you know? I think of so many wicked hip-hop songs that you can't hear them on the radio, request them because they're not allowed to be played, right? So,
do you think now that you got the stuff, do you think you can win this thing?
Do you believe it?
To be completely honest, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, as an MC, I should probably be saying, "Yeah, I'm going to kill it," you know. But, I mean, I'm a fan of some of these people that are up here, you know. Scott Jackson, I've watched some of his videos. I knew him before he was on the show, you know. So I'm a fan of him. Emilio, you know. All these people that are on the show in the finals, they're so amazing. You know, it's not 12 rappers I'm going up against, so I don't feel like I got to threaten or you know, be aggressive. I'm just going to do my best to bring my A game, and hopefully, you know, Canada likes it as well, you know. And at the end of the day, being in the finals is amazing, you know. I never sat in front of these judges and got critiqued before, you know. Like, this was my first time. And to literally just get put onto a next round, I've yet to have that feeling. You know, I literally came from YouTube, came here. So to get the feeling of what it feels like to be in the next round, I'm happy right now. At the same time, I'm still going to be hungry because I got to bring the A game. There's people that are going to be upset that somebody they voted for isn't here, right? So that pressure is always going to be something that's going to help motivate me. So I'm just going to do the best to bring my A game to the table and hopefully wow Canada.
All right, man. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Okay, hold on.